I hope everybody had a nice weekend. The title of this episode is called The Story Thus Far. I wanted to take this week's post, or really last week's post, because this narration is always the post written previously, the week before, and the following week I just narrated for those that prefer to listen instead of read it. But I wanted to share what I have down the pipeline currently. A little bit of an update on some fiction and a new project I've started. Last week, I've been converting my first rough draft, written in long form, onto the computer to create a much cleaner second draft. I've written first drafts on computers, on paper, I've written them on my phone, and I found that writing longhand offers more time between the ideas. Our hands are only capable of writing so fast, and the rate in which we type is much quicker. When typing, you're often putting down words before the idea is even fully formed, which often results in rambled sentences, sort of like this one that you're listening to right now. The fiction, which I'm referring to, the working title thus far has been called Arnold, and it's about a young man's desire to be accepted and break free from the patterns of loneliness that have plagued him all of his life. The story has elements that are horrifying, disgusting. As I was writing it, I was horrified myself and just somewhat disgusted, and that's why I like it, and that's why I'm confident that there's something there, because even if it's not necessarily quote-unquote good, now who's to say what's good, but even if it's not good by objective terms, the fact that I'm able to move myself, horrify myself, disgust myself from just letters in a certain order, the fact that I'm able to evoke any kind of emotion from just rearranging letters in a certain order, to me, means there's something there. And I hope that when it gets released, you'll maybe feel that way as well. I find when writing fiction, especially longhand, that when you transfer something, a story from a physical page with a pen and paper to a word processor, you're able to extract more information. You're able to have a cleaner second draft. When I'm taking it from one Word document into a new Word document, it looks too polished, and it's difficult for me to really see what, does this work, does this not work, why does this work, what should I add here, should I add more detail? But when I do it from a pen and paper to the word processor, there's all kinds of scribbles, and it looks messy, and it's easier to kill your darlings and add more stuff. But when it's so polished looking and it's already in the computer, it's a lot harder to want to kill your darlings, because it already looks like a professional book. Something psychologically there hinders my ability to edit properly. I'm not normally confident in my work, but I really sincerely hope, because as I was writing it up, I was truly horrified by what I read. I hope that you will also consider something of value in the story. My goal was to move the reader, and I'm hoping this story will do just that. Enough about the self-aggrandization, Misha Gus with the fiction writing. I wanted to share a little project that I've been playing around with. It's actually a new podcast. This is where it gets confusing, if you can follow along. This podcast is called The Lorne Bronstein Show. It's just an individual show where I just talk. It's if I can have people on. I've had a few friends on from time to time, but there's no specific standard. It's just it's a platform for me to just share anything that I feel is relevant. But this new project is called The Bronstein Show. So mine is The Lorne Bronstein Show, and this new project is called The Bronstein Show. And the podcast is me and my brother Jared Bronstein sharing our stories week to week. Jared is a working actor. He's worked with many fascinating people. He's been on national commercials. He's worked. He's been on tremendous amounts of auditions for large series, and any day now he'll be a well-known actor working on a long Netflix series, because the amount of opportunities and people he's auditioned in front of is unbelievable. And he has fascinating stories deep within the industry, because he's not just applying for commercials but for long-running series with very large A-list actors. And he has quite a few interesting stories about the industry, the business, Los Angeles. If it's something that interests you, you can click a link that will be in this episode to find it, or you can just type in The Bronstein Show. You can check any of the social media, my social media or Jared Bronstein's social media, and find any of the links to the episodes. But if you're on Substack or you're on Spotify or wherever else you're listening, if you look in the description, there should be a link to one of the episodes of The Bronstein Show. The first thing you may notice, as I can't stop thinking about it, is our logo. It's far from good and maybe good from afar, but it's a work in progress, a lot like our first episode was. And I wanted to push the idea that it's best to start first and learn as you go, rather than to suffer from, as Stephen Pressfield, who wrote The War of Art, puts it, paralysis by analysis. I hope you will enjoy the podcast and Arnold when it releases. And this is now 2 weeks old, but when I wrote this, it was a week, just the Monday after Father's Day. I wished everybody happy Father's Day, but if you're still listening, I still hope you had a wonderful Father's Day. Hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you guys on Substack the following Monday.